It's Ro Concho with Anna DeVlantis.
Yes.
We got, we do have some Hawks tickets coming your way in just a few minutes.
Nice.
Single game preseason tickets are on sale right now. Buy your tickets at ChicagoBlackhawks.com. And we do have a pair of tickets to the Blackhawks preseason home game coming up. Do we have the specific one? Do we know? All right. They get to choose. Oh, the winner gets to choose. Oh, that's even better.
How cool is that?
That's very, very cool. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Willie Wilson.
Yep.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
I have the Willie Wilson button.
I do too. Willie Wilson for mayor.
Yes. And Willie's one of the great stories in Chicago. Love the guy. We're kindred spirits. But earlier today, he said something. I don't quite understand. We have the cut here. Are we ready to go?
Let's hear it. Because yeah,
the Willie Wilson moment. Because we're going to play this, and then we're going to ask Willie what he meant, because he's standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline here. Because
you want to know. People are reacting in a lot of ways to this, very strong ways.
I'd like to play it, and then I would like him to react to it.
I was raised in South Jim Crow days. I'm just tired of white people telling me what to do.
Come on.
Tired. With my own money.
All right.
Okay.
Here he is, Cannon from here. All right, so set the scene here. Where were you when you said this?
Well, listen, I was at my at Chicago Baptist Institute on the South Side when I said that. But listen, guys, I was raised in the South where we could not take and walk on the other side of the street or walk in the same washroom or drink out the same water fountain, and we see our friend get beat up and told what to do and sharecroppers, and we'll see our females and things like that get raped and things like that by white people, and it's a reflecting, and then we always told what to do, and sometimes you have a relapse, you know, and we've been able to come up through the tough time and work hard, and as we work hard, and you make it in life financially, and people still want to tell you what to do with your own money. In this case, it's my own money that I'm spending, not the taxpayer money. And people don't tell me where I got to spend what I should not do and give away to help the people in the street who need food to eat. Some lady called me, and they who need eyeglasses to take and see, who need a wheelchair to see. Two people on the street got a broken leg, and I got to give them money to help them out. My own money, somebody going to tell me that, and I get one of these moments that did hit me. Now, ain't no way in the world that, look, I don't say I don't have I don't got nothing against white, black, or anybody, because in that press conference, I talk about the black aldermen and everything else, too. I give money to white, black, Asian American, et cetera, et cetera. But it was one of the moments that came on me, that my own money. You know, right, okay. I could see it with the text here, though. That's how that came out.
All right. So that's the emotional response to this. But in reality, the city of Chicago is not Jim Crow America, right? You are running for mayor. You have a chance to be mayor of the city of Chicago. Couch all of that in the racial context of you're tired of white people telling you what to do, how do you think the white community in Chicago is going to respond to that, going, wait, is this guy a racist?
Well, I think what you got to do is this much. I think you got to look at my record. Out of all the white people we helped, we'd be attacked to that. Well, I do the other day. I redid it again when they said, why was the white we were giving taxes? I called back another 100 some white to give that, make good of that. If you look at the dollars and things that I do and with the Art Diocese of Chicago and other people and friends of mine, including the governor, all those people as well. So I think you got to look at the facts and look at what a person done in his past that judge them on, you know. I think you got to look at that. Now, I do think Ron Emanuel, though, and I say this is economic racist because of the fact of that, dollar-wise, they haven't gotten back into the poor community out here. I got a better record than him as related to compassionate people, helping people. I think, look, I'm out here trying to help, and we've done a lot. We work with getting bills passed with white and black and everything else. I don't care nothing about that. I care about, look, you heard me say, if you play the rest of them, mm-hmm. I talk about the African-American alderman. We got to get them out of office for hurting Chicago as well. And I talk about everybody in a way that I talk about. I said in that same press conference that these aldermen is still on down, you know, Pharaoh, Egypt. I mean, so I talk about both, yeah. You know? I don't call no punches. I just talk about both.
Well, you've been
but I also give to both and help, you know?
You've been giving away an enormous amount of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash over the last few weeks even. Is that fair to people?
That they're fair. And we're going to give away more coming out in what we completed September 1.
Which you say,
and more. We just gave away 150 people yesterday.
And you've
come
been
up
doing
pick
this.
Up check.
And you've been saying since the beginning, this is what I always do. This is how generous. And you are very generous. This is what you do. But the issue was raised that when you're running for mayor, does that violate any election laws? And I guess the election board weighed in and said, well, we don't think so. But now Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office is looking into whether these types of charitable cash giveaways, when you're running for mayor, violate any kinds of laws or rules. Is that what angered you today? Is that what kind of pushed you into this place?
Well, it mounted a lot. It probably did. But see, what happened to this here is that if I violate the laws with my money that I work hard for and give it to people on the street, well, what about Ron Emanuel take all the 75% of the city contracts, go to his friends, and they support his campaign? What about that? You know? Attorney General to do that, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, as long as the guys have been handing out $5 to people on the street, as long as that has been going on as well. I think the thing that people are going to react to here, even that I'm reacting to. And, you know, you and I have known each other a long time. I have the ultimate respect for you and your story and what you've done and what you do for humanity. But this is going to be used, language like that, a comment like that. You know Fox News is going to be running that for the next week, saying the black guy in Chicago is saying he's sick and tired of white people telling him what to do, because they're going to stop it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is... and that, you know, they're going to put this in the context of Chicago being a dangerous city and that black on black crime is huge in Chicago. And then this guy's talking about white people. I mean, that, you know, if you want to play at this level, if you want to play at the stakes of being the mayor of the city of Chicago, context be damned. That's why politicians have to be careful about what they say, because it's taken out of context. And the reality of this is you're gonna make the city not look as good, you know, on the national and international stage as a result of that.
Well, look, I don't like this here, and I'm always gonna be open and truthful with whatever I do. I'm always going to help people. I would die first before I stop helping people. Mm-hmm. You know. That's how serious I am about this. I am so sick and tired of people like Ron Emanuel taking money out of the community, causing all this crime, putting more police on the street, locking more people up in jail. Why not put in the money and the job and the contract in the community? Stop it. That does bother me.
All right.
Yeah.
That bothered me deeply.
Okay, you should have said that instead.
And, you know,
because I think it is perceived as divisive, Willie. When you start, you know, talking about white people telling you what to do,
yeah,
or black. I mean, it's just.
I never told you what to do. I mean, that's,
well,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that. I mean, this is a big, diverse city, right? And one of the beauties of this city, I think, is that it is. It's racially mixed in the sense that there is no one majority in this city, and that to be mayor of the city, you have to create a coalition, and you have to find black people, white people, Hispanic people to come together to decide that you're the right person to be mayor. And I think, you know, when you say you're tired of white people, like if I said right now, I'm sick and tired of black people telling me what to do, people would go, what the, what?
Right. Wait, that's because no black people don't tell you what to do.
Are you kidding me?
Kind of a point there.
You ain't got no black people telling you what to do.
Well, but what if I had said, you know, I'm tired of whatever it is. I didn't want to say it because then I'll take it out of context.
Let's stick to this here. You got no black people telling you what to do.
Well, but you don't have, ultimately, you don't have white people telling you what to do. What you have is you got people criticizing you or politically saying to you, hey, there might be an issue here of you paying for votes, which is and that'll be a debate because of what you're doing, because you're doing it while you're running for mayor. If politics is big boy, you know, remember what Harold Washington said, that, you know, this is not a game. Politics is not a game played in short pants. Right. So you got big boy pants time. The reality is you say that sort of stuff, people are going to say you're racist for saying it.
Well, no. I think people that said Ron, economic race, well, raised itself for all the money he pulled out of the community and giving away 75% of the job to his friends and not starving the African American or the Hispanic community and other poor out here. They look at that. But you look at my record, I'm giving to white, money-wise, taxes-wise, everything else. I'm giving to Latina, Asian, and everybody. My staff is a Latina, white, Asian, the whole nine yards. You got to look at a person's record, what he does out here to make the difference. Now, you do not have black people telling you what to do. Now, take for instance my case. I come up in the Jim Crow days, all right? And we come up with seeing stuff that you probably never thought about or anything like that. And then, when you look at the community starving and stuff like my community, people eating on the street, people ain't got homes, people taking their homes off from them. Well, look, the mass majority of all that kind of stuff, that it is wrong. So when I speak out about it, that stuff is very emotional to me because I spend money so much to get them out of jail and help. And then when I turn around and spend money, my own money, to help these young men and young ladies out here. Then you close 48 schools in a community, so they lose out on education. But when I'm going to take and spend my own money to help for these calls, that does tick me off. That ticks me off. That's what ticks me off.
All right. Well, you certainly have made some news today, Willie.
You have.
Every day that goes by, Willie makes more news.
He's
made it today.
Well, let me put it this way. You guys are still my favorite people. I don't care what do you may think about me, whatever it may be on this case here. You guys are still my favorite people.
I just
right?
want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Yeah. Have I ever told you what to do?
No. But here, have I ever told you what to do?
No. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
But
except to vote for you. Yeah, the only thing you have told me to vote for you, so it's something, a little something. All right. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Willie.
All right. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Willie.
Judy? What's coming up at the top of the hour?
We've got some severe weather moving through the area.
Violetta?